President Bush's $87 billion request for new spending in Iraq and Afghanistan is approaching approval in Congress today, but the Senate has added a wrinkle against which the Bush administration had campaigned long and hard. With 8 Republicans deserting the president in a late-night showdown, the Senate voted to make half the reconstruction portion of the money take the form of a loan rather than a grant. NPR's congressional correspondent is David Welnock. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is the president going to get his $87 billion?
Well, today both the House and the Senate are expected to each overwhelmingly approve their respective bills providing that money. There will be many Democrats in both chambers who vote against the $87 billion, among them House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's already announced her intention, because they say the administration doesn't have enough of a plan for getting out of Iraq. And there are a lot of Republicans as well as Democrats who object to the $20 billion in that package that's not for the U.S. military, but rather for building up Iraq. But their attempts to split that money off and vote on it separately failed. So faced with the choice of approving the whole amount or nothing, most lawmakers can be expected to give the president what he wants.
Why did a majority of senators and some 200 House members all buck the president on this?
Well, those 200 House members were not quite enough to win approval for a Republican amendment in that chamber that would also turn reconstruction funds for Iraq into a loan. But those loan proponents from both sides of the aisle say it's just not right that the reconstruction money should come from a U.S. Treasury that's already facing a $500 billion deficit next year, especially when it's for a country that may be poor now, but which has the world's second largest oil reserves, and whose future oil production, they say, could repay that reconstruction money.
Why didn't the White House give a little ground and avoid this embarrassing defeat just as the president goes overseas to meet with foreign leaders?
Well, President Bush was adamant about keeping all the money in the form of a grant, and he, as well as Vice President Cheney and Secretary of State Powell, all made a very hard sell to members of Congress on this. They say that it's not right to burden Iraq with more debt, that the country already has around $100 billion in debt, for which, by the way, the U.S. is responsible as occupying force right now. They also say that a loan would provide propaganda to opponents of what the U.S. has done in Iraq, the ones who are saying that this war was all about taking control of Iraq's oil and using the oil to repay the loan could bolster such arguments. And they also say that if the U.S. requires repayment of reconstruction money, it will only make it that much harder to persuade other nations to kick in to that effort next week at the International Donors Conference in Madrid.
Does that mean the Bush administration is more worried about Iraqis and the international donors than they are about American taxpayers?
No. After all, it's those taxpayers who will also be going to the polls next year to determine who will be in the White House the next 4 years. It's really that they seem convinced that the reconstruction effort, which they see as key to getting troops home sooner to the U.S., will work best if the money is entirely a grant.
There were several defectors on both sides last night.
There were, there were some Democrats who voted with the president on this one. They were persuaded by his arguments, but then there were Republicans who said, no, I hear what the president's saying, but I simply disagree with him.
And in the House-Senate conference next week, who prevails?
Well, I think that both bills will be somewhat similar. The big question will be about the loans, and I think that this vote from the Senate sends a pretty clear message that the Senate, at least, is pretty decided on keeping this money as a loan.
NPR's David Welnock.